Join Romero and I from the Get Up Crew, inviting you to elevate your 420 at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest.
Oh, mark it on your calendars right now, April 20th from noon to 6, presented by Kind and Levia.
Indulge in some mouthwatering eats from Red's Kitchen, and Primo Bartending will be there with beer and wine.
Oh, you're going to get down to some sick beats, too, from DJ Stenny and the cool tunes of Phil Pacino.
Watch mesmerizing glass-blowing demos and score some wins at Cornhole.
Join us, Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest at 70 Frank Mossberg Drive in Attleboro.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana used during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR281332.
B-Pod Studios.
Now, here's Pebbles with what's hot and trending.
If you're traveling this holiday season, the news is not great. Why some vegans are suing Burger King, and Kanye makes a big announcement about the follow-up to Jesus is King. Melissa has the juice coming up.
Well, how was your day yesterday? Did you make $600 million? No? Well, then you ain't doing as well as Kylie Jenner.
Leroy has your sports.
And Gronk has us all waiting for his announcement. Will it be worth it? Or will it be a disappointment?
But first, it's about to be a rough travel season this Thanksgiving. AAA is saying that this year could have the second highest volume ever, with 55 million people expected to go somewhere by plane, train, car, or bus. AAA's travel window is from November 26th until December 1st, with the worst travel day being the 26th, the Tuesday before Thanksgiving Day. Well, Burger King being sued over their Impossible Whopper, a class action lawsuit was filed yesterday claiming that even though they advertise its vegan option is meat-free, it's contaminated by meat byproducts because it's cooked on the same grill as meat products. I will say, because I've had it before, and I did know that they had said that, you know, if you want it completely meat-free, that you have to ask for it, you have to request it to be a not like a non-broiler preparation. So,
okay, first of all, here's the mistake. They're calling it the Impossible Whopper. That doesn't sound vegan friendly.
It's delicious.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. But name it something else. And damn, you're that hardcore that you can taste if it was cooked on the same grill as something with meat on it.
Some people are, yeah. Yeah. And Kanye has a lot going on, but one of the big things that had people talking was an announcement he made on social media yesterday about a sequel to his Jesus is King album. He posted a picture of himself with Dr. Dre on Twitter saying that Jesus is King Part 2.
Play that from the Yay Area!
Yes. Listen.
I am all
Yay Area!
Did I say that Jesus is King sucks? Because if I did,
it does.
You didn't let me finish.
No, it does.
Jesus
part two might not.
Yeah, Jesus is King sucks, but part two is going to be amazing.
Well, how long do you think we're going to have to wait? You know how long we had to wait for Dr. Dre sometime. How long we had to wait for this Kanye one?
Well, you know, it depends. I mean, you know, when the price is right. Dre makes man, and whatever Dre, just whatever he touches turns to gold. He should be the one. He should be. He's more God than Kanye West. Can we make him an apostle or something?
My God.
Put a robe on his ass.
Meanwhile, in other Kanye news, he purchased a ranch in Wyoming for over $14 million.
Must be nice to have all that money to just blow on anything. Dude just bought a ranch in Wyoming a little while ago. You got another one now?
He's building a compound.
That's great.
Here's Melissa with the juice.
Well, more about money. J-Lo said she loves working so much, she doesn't care if she gets paid.
Yeah, okay.
She opened up in GQ magazine's Men of the Year issue saying she's not motivated by money. In fact, for her latest movie, Hustlers, she worked for free.
Mm-hmm.
Well, okay, let's clarify, because on the surface, that sounds all well and good. She acted for free. J-Lo did produce the movie, so she did get paid for that, and she is receiving cuts of the movie's actual profits.
Yeah, and you know who makes more money, producers or actors? Producers!
100%. Yes, J-Lo says, quote, I bank on myself. I do what I want. I do what I love. Good news for Taylor Swift. She can perform Shake It Off and any of her other early hits at the AMAs on Sunday because she got the all clear from both Big Machine and Dick Clark Productions.
Play that from the Yay Area! Oh, yay area!
Trouble.
Taylor was blocked by Big Machine, which is the label she signed with when she started out and recorded her first six albums. She signed an agreement saying that they could maintain ownership of her previous work, but that any future work would be hers. In exchange, she had agreed not to re-record any of her old songs until 2020. And Big Machine had said that by her singing those songs on a live broadcast that may be re-aired, that could be considered her re-recording them. That's why they were trying to block her. No word yet from Taylor. The AMAs air Sunday at 8 o'clock on ABC.
Yes, Leroy?
That was the worst concert I've ever been to in my life. Taylor Swift.
You went to a Taylor Swift?
Why in the world?
Let me explain. I was actually working, but I got to experience. I was one of the ushers at Gillette.
Yeah.
It was the worst concert ever.
Really?
Never.
I don't like any of her songs.
Not one.
I like a couple of them.
She has a couple songs that are catchy.
She spent half the time staring at the crowd looking like she's about to cry and just playing off that emotion.
Yeah, she's fake like that. But still, I mean, she does make some good hits. Do you know, I went to a concert of hers one time that I was at and...
Wait, what?
It was a lot of artists. It wasn't just a Taylor Swift concert. Yeah, it was like a festival.
Okay.
And I knew one of the guys that worked there, and I saw him out, and he was kind of looking, I don't want to say frantic, but he looked very focused. And I said, "What's going on?" And he said, there's a guy who I guess was a known Taylor Swift stalker.
Oh, yeah, she's got a lot of those.
And he was in they spotted him going in the venue, so that everybody was on the lookout for this guy. I'm like, Jesus. This dude's a known stalker, and he's still, you got to respect the hustle on that, man. He's like, I'm getting her no matter what.
And is there such a thing as making too much money? Well, if you're Kylie Jenner, maybe. She's already a billionaire. We knew that. And just yesterday, she made another $600 million by selling a stake in her Kylie Cosmetics. She sold 51% of her stake in Kylie Cosmetics to Coty, Inc., a New York-based cosmetics company that also owns a number of international consumer beauty brands, including CoverGirl. She's staying on as part of the creative team and says the deal will help Kylie's brand expand globally and enter new beauty categories. This officially makes Kylie the wealthiest member of the Kardashian-Jenner clan at just 22 years old. Oh, my gosh. I can't even fathom how much money that is.
I can't even hate that. I'm just
seriously, you got to, respect that hustle.
This is what I feel right now is 100% jealousy.
100%. Here's Leroy with sports.
All right, coming off an L, the Celtics get right back on their grind, and they beat the Phoenix Suns 99-85. Now, that's the good news, but the bad news is that Marcus Smart messed up his ankle, but he said he'll be all right. He's tough, so he'll be okay. Monday Night Football went down in Mexico City, and the Kansas City Chiefs escaped with a win over the San Diego Chargers 24-17. And your boy Gronk is scheduled to make an announcement this morning at 9, and it better be good, all right? Yeah, anything less than that.
Hold on, I have the announcement right here.
We know what it is.
There's your announcement.
It's the music festival.
I don't know. That's what we're hearing. Are we absolutely
sure? Yes, it's 100%. They already said it.
Are you serious?
Yes. He's doing a music festival in Miami during the Super Bowl week.
Oh, my God. All right, Gronk, this is a message for you. No more big announcements. It's over.
I'll ask you this, and I'll ask everybody else that's pissed off that this is the potential announcement, right? What did you all expect it was going to be?
Nothing.
Right. So why is it? Because I'm seeing people all over Facebook like, oh, Gronk, I'm not a fan of Gronk anymore because of this. What did you really think the announcement was going to be?
I like fried chicken.
And there it is. Bruins and Devils tonight at 7, and that's your sports.
All right, your good news today. So Steven is a dog lover who belongs to the Dog Spotting Society Facebook group. I guess that's a thing. Steven is also blind, and he recently made a post in the group that went viral. So he asked people in the group to give him dog descriptions, especially personality traits, because he wanted to feel included. And since he posted it, he got over 1,600 comments from owners offering descriptions of their dogs. People posted details about anything from their dog's strength to their tag wail to the softness of their coats. And Steven said he is so grateful for people for taking the time to do that. Nice. That's your good news. And this report made hot by the Boston Bruins. Catch the hard-hitting action at TD Garden as the Bruins take on the Buffalo Sabres. Select tickets available at Ticketmaster.com/Bruins.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
All right, check it out. It's Romero and Melissa and I are going to be at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420 Fest, presented by our friends at Kind and Levia. Saturday, April 20th, we're going to be there from noon to 3. But the top-notch event is going to be running from noon to 6. It's going to have some food from Red's Kitchen. Primo Bartending is going to be there, too. DJ Stenny, Phil Pacino, including glass-blowing demos, cornhole games, more. Myself, Melissa, Hot 96.9, we can't wait to see you there at Zahara Cannabis' Smoked Out 420. 20 Fest, baby.
Please consume responsibly. This product may cause impairment and may be habit-forming. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. This product has not been analyzed or approved by the FDA. There is limited information on the side effects of using this product, and there may be associated health risks. Marijuana use during pregnancy and breastfeeding may pose potential harms. It is against the law to drive or operate machinery when under the influence of this product. Keep this product away from children. There may be health risks associated with consumption of this product. Marijuana can impair concentration, coordination, and judgment. The impairment effects of edible marijuana may be delayed by 2 hours or more. In case of accidental ingestion, call the Poison Control Hotline at 1-800-222-1222 or 911. This product may be illegal outside of Massachusetts. Mass State License Number MR2. 8-1-3-3-2.